At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Today FM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper and Volkswagen. Introducing the ID3, the electric car for the people.
Andy O'Donoghue for Tech Tuesday. Do you have any suggestions about high-tech chairs that might suit people working from home if their employer is willing to stump up the cash?
Well, Matt, it's interesting. Chairs don't really come high tech, but what you do get is you can get some great chairs, office chairs. I bought a chair online at the beginning of the last lockdown, and it just, you know, adjustable back, raises up and down, just makes sure that you're ergonomically positioned properly. It's interesting to listen to Richard, because most of us at home don't have the sort of office furniture that we need. And, you know, if you look up the ergonomics of the chair, you know, your wrists, your elbows are meant to be a certain height off the ground. So I went through all that. It took me a while last time because I was beginning to get a little bit of repetitive strain injury. However, one of the things I would say is that there's this incredible range of new gaming chairs that have been launched from a company called Andaseat. And they've launched these chairs because gaming has become such a big deal during the last lockdown and will inevitably be now given the short days. And they've launched the Dark Demon and the Jungle range. And these chairs, Matt, are astonishing. They tilt from 90 to 160 degrees. So you can adapt them for gaming, for reading, for watching movies, or even sleeping. And they have this completely independent and adjustable backrest. So the chair literally goes down like an aeroplane seat. Now, they're not cheap. They're about 330 euros or so. But if you are going to be sitting down for a long time, I think they would actually be great for an office desk or for an office chair. But if you're gaming, something like that will just keep you comfortable if you're in the chair for a couple of hours.
If you're going to be on the phone an enormous amount of time, is it a good idea maybe to invest in a conference speaker of some kind?
Well, most of us don't have speakers in our PCs or laptops that are really good enough. And I got a little bit fed up sometime around early May of just the tinny noise coming out of my tablet and my laptop. So I bought a Jabra speakerphone. And this is Microsoft certified conference speaker. And it's got Bluetooth and it allows you to connect it to multiple devices at the same time. So you could have your tablet and your phone connected to it. It's battery powered, and so USB, but you can keep it plugged in all the time so it never goes flat. But I must say, Matt, it absolutely transformed my Zoom calls and my team calls, and not just for work, because I now I used it for family video calls. And it means that you put it in, you know, on a coffee table or in the living room or the kitchen, and it has this 360 degree microphone that picks up noises from around the room so everybody can chat. It's brilliant for work, but just as useful for, you know, doing family calls.
Okay, other things, again, I suppose you'd have to try and persuade your employer to pay for that because they're not cheap. But other things, if you're in your own home all the time, I mean, the air quality might deteriorate through having too many people in there. What was the idea of getting air purifiers?
Yeah, and so this was something that I, you know, they're not cheap air purifiers, but I do think responsible employers might fund you if you ask. And that's because, you know, if you're working in the same room all day, inevitably, humans coming and going and perspiration and the likes all day long. But also, you know, you've got a cooking smell perhaps coming from the kitchen. You're having your lunch at your desk. You might have the dog coming in and out or the cat. So the air, and also with that amount of electronics on, you know, you begin to get that dust floating around the room. As a hay fever sufferer, I really, really wanted to address that. And so I bought a Lavoy air purifier. And they start at about 35 or 40 euros and go up to about 250 euros. The reason I got a slightly fancier one is I wanted to put it into kind of the largest room where I do most of my work. And also it's compatible with Alexa and has an app. So I can turn it on if I leave the house, or if I'm coming home, I can cool down the room or purify the air. But it also has HEPA filters, and that's the filter that takes out those pollutants in the air. And Matt, it's difficult to describe on radio, but it transformed the air in my workspace into this beautiful, crisp, cool air. So even though with the heating on, you still have this lovely, crisp air. It's really worth the investment.
Okay, I'm always looking around for a pen and paper to write jot notes down on the rest of it and stuff. And I actually probably do need to invest in a good printer here as well. But you also are interested in a Moleskine pen and smart diary. Now, what are those?
Well, many of your listeners will be familiar with the famous old Moleskine diaries, you know, used by great literary figures and sketch artists through the years. But Moleskine have moved on into the smart era. And so as well as their notebooks, they also make a smart notebook. And these are smart diaries and smart planners, even with a calendar in. And they come in lined or boxed or plain paper. But they connect to a Bluetooth-enabled phone or Bluetooth-enabled pen. So as you write in the diary, the special paper recognizes your handwriting and converts it into digital text. And so you have kind of the lovely old-fashioned feel of a diary with your written word, but that then is transferred into an app on your phone or tablet or laptop. What I found particularly interesting about this is that the diary can be linked to your Gmail or your Microsoft Outlook calendar. So I fill in, I like using a paper diary, so I fill in my appointments in my diary and they go straight onto my computer and tablet and everywhere. It works really well. And Moleskine also launched these couple of apps, a kind of a suite of apps called Actions and Timeflow, I think. And for about €25 a year, you can combine kind of the best of the old-fashioned written word with digital tools as well to keep track of what you're doing.
Okay, and just give me one final thing. I'm quite amused by this, that you would have spent €85 on a self-cleaning water bottle.
The Lark, L-A-R-Q, perhaps aptly named. €85 sounds like a lot. However, one thing I also noticed was staying hydrated when you're at your desk all day, because you're not going to meet anyone when you go to the kitchen. There's no water cooler moments for the next 6 weeks. So stay hydrated. And I bought a Lark bottle, and it purifies water in 60 seconds, and it neutralizes contaminants in it up to 99.9% of harmful bacteria. And it uses UV light, chemical free, mercury free. And I also thought, I found myself during the summer lugging bottles, plastic bottles back from the supermarket. A million plastic use bottles are thrown out every minute around the world, whereas I have absolutely perfect, cooled, purified water on tap. And so I thought that was kind of a fun investment. And let's be honest, a bit of a talking point as well.
It is indeed. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for joining us here on Tech Tuesday on The Last Word of Today FM.
Today FM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper and Volkswagen. Introducing the ID3, the electric car for the people.